The United States Post Office is called the Postal Service. That word makes a very important point. Unlike private businesses, where the goal is to earn sufficient profit for its owners so the organization can continue to exist or even grow, an entity that is designated a service has a singular focus to provide that service. The Post Office has the responsibility of delivering mail and packages to every address in the United States 6 days a week except for holidays. Unlike a private business that makes deliveries, like FedEx or UPS, it is not in business to earn profits. That's why it's willing to lose lots of money delivering mail to isolated rural addresses, paying for the time of a letter carrier, trekking miles into the backwoods of Maine, the mountains of eastern Oregon, or the bayous of Louisiana. A private business would never make deliveries that frequently to out-of-the-way places. Therefore, many people feared that the creation of an independent postal service in 1972 was a first step towards privatizing the post office. Already, the new entity was tasked by Congress to be self-sufficient. In 2006, Congress went further and required that being self-sufficient means the service's pension fund must be pre-funded. Thus, the annual budget of the Postal Service has to include massive amounts of funds set aside so that in the future, when the current group of employees retire, there will be enough funds saved up to pay their pensions. This is unlike the legal requirements to any other business in the United States, though many companies try to pre-fund their retirement pensions. Predictable result, the Postal Service began to lose money. This created evidence supporting the desire by the privatizers to get rid of another government entity. Demonstrating that the Postal Service constantly loses money becomes evidence that it is inefficient and would do better if run by a private company. Of course, the minute the Postal Service is sold to a private company, the requirement to fully pre-fund pension promises will disappear. And just like magic, the new private company will be profitable. Don't you just love economics? In February, the House passed the USPS Fairness Act. The law eliminates the pre-funding requirement going forward and forgives all payments which the Postal Service has been unable to make since 2006. Unable to get that bill even considered by the Senate, House Democrats now decided that the next best thing was to make sure the Postal Service didn't run out of money just when it's needed the most in the run-up to the November elections. In the HEROES Act, the House appropriated $25 billion in subsidies for the Postal Service, including money to provide a hazardous pay increase for postal workers retroactive to January. So far, the Senate has refused to include any help for the Postal Service in its various proposals. Given that more and more people would prefer to vote by mail in this election, it is essential that the Postal Service have sufficient personnel and be able to deliver the mail on time. Absentee ballot applications need to arrive at election headquarters in a timely manner. The ballots need to get to voters on time as well. And the vote by mail has to be postmarked at least by election day. Starving the USPS is all part of Trump's plan. The fewer people who vote, the better chance he has to win. So we the people have to scream and yell as loud as possible to get the Senate to include a subsidy for the post office in their proposals responding to the HEROES Act. Our democracy literally depends on keeping the post office functioning at a very high level.